Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, yep. Jason Gibbs here on location, the Discount Drug Mart in Medina. Come on out. John Greco is here signing autographs. Parkevious Mingo was here. In hour number one, we'll talk with Greco at the bottom of this hour. We have After Further Review to play as well. Your opportunity to get in, call us up, 216-578-0850. Talk about whatever you want as it relates to the Browns and sports, etc.
Does no one like us? We don't have any calls.
I think you know why. I think we're just entertaining people. I think we're bringing entertainment to the masses.
They can't leave their listening device.
Yeah, they want to put it down. They're afraid to dial and miss a second of this, which I thank them for their dedication to that.
Amen.
You guys can tweet show at Browns_daily. John Greco here. If you got any questions for him, tweet those to us at Browns_daily as well. Matt, you see the picture of Jameis Winston? He's in that belt. It looks like he has got a little bit of a belly there. What do you make of that, if anything? And there are plenty of guys that are ripped, but I'd imagine there are plenty of quarterbacks in the league that don't necessarily aren't in the best shape of all.
No, you're right. And I think if there's one position in the NFL that you look like that may look not so much like Jameis Winston, because that's pretty bad.
Don't you think that belt had a part? I don't know.
The belt had a picture of Eddie Lacy,
and it wasn't a big deal at all.
Here's my take on Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston is naturally gifted at the quarterback position. I'm not trying to say he doesn't work hard, but what I'm saying is that he's just naturally gifted. Even when you look at him, wearing the rib belt, with his sleeves open, he doesn't show that bicep. Any picture you see of him throwing the ball, it's not like you see, the ripple effect that sometimes comes when you got a pair of guns. But again, Marcus Mariota's a little bit more.
I just called the police.
Put those things away, man.
I've got a license, folks. It's okay.
We'll tweet a picture of that later today. Nathan Zagura is posing for us as we talk about muscles.
That's right.
But you know what? I think he's just soft.
You're impressive.
I think he's a little soft. And also, too,
it was impressive.
You got to figure he's, 19, 20 years old?
Yeah.
So he's got his work cut out for him. And I think that him training without a shirt on.
When you like crab legs. You dip them in butter. That's not going to help
the
midsection.
Right. Butter's very salty, very bad for you.
A lot of high fat.
A lot of cholesterol.
A lot of cholesterol. Yeah, yes. He's probably not even worried about that. But I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's much ado about nothing, really, as far as I'm concerned. I think for Jameis Winston, he's got much more concerns over his off-the-field
behavior.
Look
at Jared Lorenzen. He made it, right?
Or the fact he likes to throw a lot of interceptions.
The hefty
I still like a little 18, crab legs, though.
18 interceptions. I think that's my favorite seafood. Good crab legs.
Crab legs are all right.
I'm not a big fan.
If they're pre-cut. If they're large and pre-cut, I'm all in on crab legs. But if I have to work to get to my food,
that's exactly why I don't like it.
There's this place in Sarasota, Barnacle Bill's, I believe it's called.
I have been there.
Where they get it from the people that are on like the Great Catch in Alaska, and it is like
there's a place in San Diego called the Boathouse, where like forearm size crab legs.
Oh yeah, that's
pre-cut.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's actually some meat.
Yeah.
Same Portland, Maine.
Yeah,
I got a couple of seafood houses. The last couple of years, we've been up there on the coast for vacation. And also, literally, you just go down to the boat, and you're like, I want that, and then they
biggest
prepare
scheme out
them
there,
for you and everything.
All you can eat, peel and eat shrimp at Red Lobster. Never. That's technically, it's not
that's
really
like
seafood.
That's like a Maryland thing where they put the Old Bay seasoning on. You got to work so hard. Why am I working?
Making me get the freaking peel off?
Yeah. Crab, lobster, if I have to pull out a stringy piece of meat and it takes me 5 minutes and that's it, that is unacceptable.
I'm out.
When you go someplace and let's say you get like a nice pad thai or a pad keemow or you get, crazy noodles and they throw the shrimp
about?
In there. Thai food.
Thai
I like
food.
Thai food.
Awesome.
I do like a little Thai food.
Shout out to my peeps at Peppermint on the east side, Lander Circles, best Thai food place. You can call them and literally it'll be ready to pick
Are
up in less than 15 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, they put the shrimp in there with the tail on. Just cut the tail. Why do I need to worry about the tail? You just put it in the pasta. I just want to eat. Let me eat my noodles and let me just eat it.
Wait, it's in the pasta dish?
So like when you get the noodles, the shrimp are in there with the tail
They're
still on.
They're peeled
like,
but still have the tail.
You're right.
That's unacceptable.
Right. Yeah. Like I don't want to have to deal with that.
That
Sending
takes
that
like
back.
I ask them now.
Five
I ask
seconds.
Them, I'm like, listen, just can you take the tails off for them? They're like, sure.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
But you're Nathan Zagura from Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty
Ford. I did because when they put it in, I said when you put it in a soup, you don't leave the tail on.
Right.
So like, why when I'm in a noodle, why do I need that extra step?
Is it a custom thing? Like, is that the way people in Thailand actually prepare their shrimp dishes?
It's possible.
And maybe there's
I don't know.
It's gross.
Authentic. It is.
I don't
gross.
Know. I love
it's
that.
It's a tail.
I love if I was that. Really hungry, I just eat the tail as well.
You know what I want to do? Yesterday we had a lot of fun.
Really
yesterday
would.
We had a lot of fun with the Mount Rushmore for yes. SNL. I feel like we should do the Mount Rushmore for like the Browns. Like who would the four? What four Browns would make it on Ooh. Mount Rushmore?
Or also two.
We could do that tomorrow.
I like
to
that for tomorrow.
In the
Wilhelm won't be here. It'll be better.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Boy, he's out of all Mount Rushmore competitions around.
Yeah,
I get
that's
more
right.
people come up to me on the street than they were
that's
like,
right.
how in the world
people
does,
don't even
how
know
in
you.
The world does Matt Wilhelm how in the world does Matt Wilhelm people
they
do
at the Thai place.
How do people in the world
tail of shrimp?
How in the world does Matt Wilhelm put Chevy Chase on his Mount Rushmore as one of the four greatest
okay.
Saturday Night Live
I'll take
people
off
of all
Miller,
time?
Take Chevy Chase.
It
are
doesn't
you happy
matter.
Now?
And then
are
we go through a 5-round draft, which means 20 people are drafted. You have five opportunities
I'll take
to select
Miller
Chevy,
off.
Chase.
I'll put Chevy Chase.
You
on.
Then draft.
You
it doesn't matter.
It's fine.
It doesn't matter.
We should do the best
no,
all-time dunkers of all time. Mount Rushmore of dunkers.
Of dunkers?
Yeah. That'd be great.
Jordan. Dominique. Sean Kemp.
Spud Webb.
Rex Chapman.
Oh, come Get. On.
Oh, my
Dude. God. Tom, I take Tom Chambers over Rex Chapman.
That's as bad as who was your fourth yesterday?
Bill Hader. By the way, look at my Twitter right now. Bill Hader got all kinds of love on here. People were like, that was one of the best calls ever. Dale Ross. Bill Hader's on there. Love that call.
Do you know
Scott,
him?
No, King's First Cup. Bill Hader was on there. Boom. A lot of people. A lot of love
that
for
was
Bill
two.
Hader.
Two.
Well, that's just a lot, though. That's just two that I looked at real
75
quickly.
Retweets and two.
That's what I just said that real quickly. A little Bill
and
Hader.
Six
mentions.
Others were like, you're an idiot.
Nobody said that.
No?
No. Not a single person.
I don't think you could say an idiot about any of them. That one was just questionable
Listen,
in terms
be
of your top
nice
five.
If you keep talking like that on this radio show.
Yeah. Oh, don't I know it.
Who's not going anywhere?
It's frowned upon.
Yeah, you better watch it with that kind of talk there, kid.
Hey, by the way, little side note. It looks like Mike Pettine will face the Combine media tomorrow. Ray Farmer Thursday.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to sitting down with Mike Pettine. We're going to have some with our partnership with WEWS. Channel 5, we're going to have some new shows.
Is that officially start?
Well, yeah.
March 8th.
March 8th.
All right.
March 8th
nice.
Will be the new edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns, and then there will be a new show that I'll be on. You'll be on with
yes,
me as
I
well,
will.
Matt, that I believe
Great.
Is tentatively called the Dog Pound
more
Rapport,
FaceTime, bro.
Which will be a lot of fun. And,
yes.
And we will
the
have
Andrew
our interviews
Gribble
there.
As well. We'll
Mr.
have a
Gribble.
Role in it.
Yeah,
yeah that'll be great.
Do you think Kevin Jones will have a role in
I
it?
I highly, highly doubt it.
I think he should.
We should create a petition.
I think he
you
should.
Start a petition around the Browns facility? That he should be on television?
I think we should
no
move
longer
on from
on
this,
radio.
So we're going to be in more meetings.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. MD Sanders is like, Nate, how do you leave Dr. J off your Mount Rushmore dunkers? Good call. Rex Chapman is
We not. Haven't got there yet.
No offense. No offense,
I'm
Rex.
Putting Rex Chapman in over Dr. J.
What about Daryl Dawkins? Chocolate Thunder.
I do love the Chocolate Thunder.
I mean, Daryl, he had some great names. Daryl Dawkins had some great names for his dunks. Daryl Dawkins was ahead of it. Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Yes.
I enjoyed.
You could actually do it by decade. Would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be an interesting.
You know, in
way
the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s.
We could say. Yeah, we could do this. We could do all.
Because I would group the last 15 years kind of all together. Because there's been multiple years in a row or multiple
so
years in the last 15.
2015.
Yeah.
Like, does LeBron make it? Because we never even got to see
no.
him. I feel like you've got to.
That's coming
it.
Up in after further review, by the way.
Oh, okay. All
yes.
right.
Little,
the answer is yes.
Little dumb question.
This I'll tell you what. This Levine kid's he's on the path.
He is on the path.
That was as impressive a performance as we've seen in the dunk contest in all.
You know what
of
I really love
time.
When it
he
comes
might
to,
have saved that contest.
When it comes to dunk contests, if you ever tune into the like the college dunk contest, because what you do is you don't get necessarily you get a guy from a big school or a larger school, but then you get like Coastal Carolina, a kid that you know plays. You know, at a school that's an afterthought when it comes to the NCAA tournament. But those kids can rise. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Just because they were never recruited highly by Duke. Okay, so they can't shoot, but they can dunk the heck out of the ball.
That's fine.
And they do some crazy stuff, and they usually win those types of contests.
Oh, man. I got another one here. At Marlington Duke says, have you ever heard of Vince Carter? Yeah, Vinsanity's got to be. This
Vince
is a
Carter.
Tough one.
The arm in the rim.
Oh, yeah.
That's legit.
I mean, to me, Jordan's obviously got to be on there.
J.R. Ryder?
East Bay Funk got to give a little respect to him.
He started the between the leg dunk.
He started it.
Yes.
Levine's that behind the back was
the behind
so
the back was
nice.
Sick. That's the new version of the between the legs.
Yeah.
The best was the camera right above the rim. Just looking at his face, he's just like.
He was very calm, very
yeah.
smooth.
It was like I'm going to do
and,
this.
And as you said, Nate,
this.
The greatest thing about it was
there's no effort.
It took him one shot, which
yes,
absolutely
like
validates
shots.
The fact that he's a true dunker.
Right.
You know, like you. you could it'll take you three shots to make a three ball. You know what I mean?
Will not. That's what I do. I
can shoot.
We haven't seen it yet.
Miss, see, I can make one.
We've heard a lot of talk. We haven't seen it yet.
You know what? If Alex Shiner was on the show right now, because we had talked about my shooting or whatever, and I came over there and I just dominated everybody.
You have to be above 6 foot to talk about basketball.
Wait, so where did you guys play at?
He's a pacey gangster. He's kind of like John Stockton. He's got a little John Stockton to his game. He's got that, you know, like guys from the East Coast who have that.
You have to be when you're 5 foot 7.
Where are you guys playing?
You know that. At a local recreational facility.
Were you under six or the 6 feet and under league?
No, I'm 6'4", bro.
I know exactly. That's why I'm asking.
It was just shooting around. Just some shooting around. What's the big deal?
Did you put on a clinic?
I did.
I think we need the president on to verify this.
Go ahead, get him on. No, I have no problem.
You have to be 13 or older to be a part of that clinic.
Are we talking about your maturity?
It's like Kramer in the karate in the episode where he's dominating
kids. Dude, I went up to the Y and dominated the kids.
Absolutely ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so is your – never mind.
All right, are we going to do after further review when we come back?
Yeah, that's fine. I got 4 minutes to come up with some questions.
We're doing after further review. And after further review, I say I will whoop you in
Bring
a
it.
Shooting contest.
Bring it. Oh.
Whoop you!
This we can move the cosmetic aisle.
You called down the thunder, and now you've got it.
We can move the cosmetic aisle. I feel like we might be able to set up hoops.
I'm gonna send Wilhelm right there to that aisle, right there. You know, buy some underwear on the way, right there. That's where you're gonna be.
Three briefs for something. I don't know. It's Fruit of the Loom. It's good quality.
Speaking of, I just got North Tommy John. Great. Throw that out there for the peeps. if they're interested in some good boxer briefs, Tommy John, check it out.
It's right up there with the Chocolate Thunder.
Check it out. You love the Chocolate Thunder.
That's
what you said.
Epic segment.
Yeah.
Tommy John and Chocolate Thunder.